This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
In this article, the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election, they say in there that it was a conspiracy of big money and big corporations in both parties, remove Trump and install Biden. That's what supervillains do. They like to rub things in.
But let's begin by going behind the scenes of Fox's surprise ouster of Lou Dobbs. It's not cancel culture here. It is consequence culture.
We have a responsibility to not just build tools, but to make sure that they're used for good.
Ahead to 2020, are you ahead right now?
I'm confident in where we are now. We've learned a lot since 2016, where obviously we were behind where we needed to be on defenses. I think we at this point have priced some of the most advanced systems of any company or government in the world for preventing the kind of tactics that Russia and now other countries as well have tried, kind of copying what Russia did in 2016.
How many times have you blocked Democratic candidates for office? How many times have you blocked Republican office holders? How many times have you blocked Democratic office holders? Twitter has repeatedly refused to answer that question with specific hard data. Will you commit in this hearing right now to answer those questions in writing?
That's exactly what we're pushing for as we think about building upon 230.
Is that a yes that you will answer those questions in writing?
We're going to work to answering broader transparency around outcomes.
All right, that's a no. Mr. Zuckerberg, how about you? Will you commit that Facebook will answer those specific questions, cataloging the number of instances in which Democrats in 16, 18, and 20 have been silenced versus the number of instances in which Republicans have been silenced on Facebook?
Senator, I'm not sure if we have that data available, but I will follow up with you or your team.
There are now hundreds of current and former CIA desk jockeys, analyst, posing for mainstream TV, showing their CIA badges and holding their finger up to their earpieces with sunglasses on, saying they're coming to kill us.
It's very difficult for intelligence and law enforcement to find, to discover, and to disrupt lone wolves, right? So we really need the help of the community, of the family and friends to give us warnings, right, about these kind of people.
Sedition is the incitement of insurrection against our government. And clearly what Donald Trump has done, certainly over the past 2 months since the election, is to encourage this mob and to encourage them to take these actions into their own hands.
His Homeland Security warning is stark, describing a heightened threat environment from domestic violent extremist groups that may be emboldened to act by the successful breach of the U.S. Capitol.
These groups celebrated what they did on January 6th.
Tom Warrick is a former Homeland Security official.
How severe is the threat?
This is based on what they must be seeing, that indeed everybody is seeing in social media, that these groups are continuing to say they're going to carry out acts of violence.
Following protests in the Pacific Northwest, the warning says groups are also motivated by the 2020 election results, and extremists may be inspired to target elected officials.
They've captured America. They run America. They didn't steal the election. They took it.
The U.S.-China relationship is probably one of the most important in the entire world. Why haven't you called Xi Jinping?
Well, we haven't had occasion to talk to one another yet. There's no reason not to call him. I've said to him all along that we need not have a conflict, but there's going to be an extreme competition. And I'm not going to do it the way that he knows this, because he's been sending signals as well, that I'm not going to do it the way Trump did. We're going to focus on international rules of the road.
Will that definition of bipartisanship be the one that's going forward with this White House?
Well, the president ran on unifying the country, not on creating one political party.
They're moving towards that existential battle they want to have with us. Licking their chops. They tend to make it racial, even though it's not. It's a globalist foreign Chi-Com takeover. Very, very sad. And the Pentagon is completely captured by traitors at the top.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Can we sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it? We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar. Tuesday, February 9th, 2021 transmission. I do intend to open the phones up some here today. And we also, joining us in the second hour, have the owner of that grocery store in Naples, Florida that's so popular, where they've never worn masks, we've now learned, and is really the epicenter of the mask rebellion that is now starting to take place. Obviously, in the next hour, they say in the next 55 minutes or so, they're going to kick off the long, several week long impeachment trial in the Senate of the president. Again, last January in 2020, he was only indicted in the House, but never tried the Senate. It was voted down by a simple downvote. This time, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to actually have the trial. You notice John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, is not there because under the Constitution, a 10-year-old can read it. You have to be a sitting president in office to be impeached. It's a constitutional fact that, again, a smart 5-year-old can read it and understand it, but just your average dumb 10-year-old, maybe with a 70 IQ, can figure that out. So instead, they're having Democrat senators carry it out, and it's just it's total fraud, absolute, total, and complete fraud. And so they're first going to have 4 hours of debate, and that's probably going to be longer than that. So most of the day will be filled up, if not longer, with debate about the constitutionality of what is about to unfold with the sham impeachment trial. And it is a sham of the very definition. We'll have a live feed from our satellite. We want a nice, crisp feed of the trial. It is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll be cutting in and out of it. Well, there's something interesting to hear, but I'm not going to object you to Chucky Schumer chirping and squawking like the creature he is. But we'll certainly go to some of the more interesting parts with Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, and others, and of course Trump's defense team that is going to be playing clips probably tomorrow or the next day once this gets started of the Democrats actually saying go burn things down. So that is all coming up, and just incredible COVID news. You know, I've been talking a lot about this, and nobody else really has. It's been bizarre. Thank God Tucker Carlson talked about it last night. We're going to cover that next segment. Illegal aliens just get released and don't get checked for COVID. But if you're out wearing your mask at the Super Bowl or not wearing it, you need to go to jail, says the corrupt, crazy mayor of Tampa Bay. We've got so much more coming up on all of these different fronts here today. But this is such an important report. I don't normally air reports twice in a row, but we aired this at the end of the show yesterday. This is one of the most important reports we've ever put out. It's in the Gregory section of band.video. It's titled Endgame Now, Globalist Purge Imminent, False Flags Imminent. And so I am begging you, if you want to stop these people and also expose their operation, they're pre-programming the public, getting them ready right now. go to band.video. And I'm also going to ask in the live feed of the show today that we repost this under the live feed of the show on the front page of Infowars.com. So the end game is now. The number one issue is imminent false flags. Here it is.
During his inauguration speech, Joe Biden spoke of confronting and defeating domestic terrorism.
A rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat.
John Brennan, former director of the CIA, went on MSNBC that evening and labeled libertarians as domestic terrorists.
I know, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, where they germinate in different parts of the country and they gain strength, and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians.
A libertarian is a supporter of a political philosophy that advocates minimal state intervention in the free market and the private lives of citizens. A person who advocates civil liberty. But now, in America, a libertarian is a terrorist. A Trump supporter is a terrorist. A constitutional American is a terrorist. Make no mistake, tyranny has arrived in America. And history tells us what comes next. The tyrants will now go after all political dissidents. There was a time when the liberal media supported democracy and freedom. During the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests, the American media seemed to recognize the dangers of the CCP. But now, along with Hollywood and major sports, the news media is all owned by globalist multinational corporations and the CCP. The pop culture media machine has made all of this possible, and it is now busy preparing their brainwashed flock for mass arrests and re-education camps. A Bernie Sanders staffer and the principal counsel for PBS were separately caught on camera calling for rounding up Trump supporters and putting them in re-education camps. But that was before Biden was in the White House. Now it's all out in the open. Popular morning television co-host Meghan McCain, daughter of John McCain, who funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the ongoing war on terror debacle, says that American patriots need to be treated the same as Al-Qaeda terrorists.
I'm not against sending these people to Gitmo, and that may sound extreme. These are domestic terrorists who attacked our own republic. They should be treated the same way we treat Al-Qaeda.
MSNBC's Nicole Wallace suggests the possibility of killing Americans with drone strikes.
Attacking terrorism at its root, of going after and killing, and in the case of Amar al-Awlaki, an American, a Yemeni American, with a drone strike for the crime of inciting violence, inciting terrorism.
Regional director of California Democrats unapologetically suggests rounding up 75 million Americans and putting them in concentration camps. Americans are now being psychologically prepared for the rounding up, brainwashing, torture, and mass murder of American patriots.
It is critical that the FBI does launch the largest manhunt in U.S. history, drag all of these people into prison, and if they're inside the Capitol for a full 20 years for committing sedition against the United States of America.
Question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
Almost all white, almost all Republicans who somehow need to be deprogrammed.
Once we educate them, we coach them on how to interact.
We probably need to double, triple, quadruple, or increase funding for these de-radicalization programs.
Biden's press secretary announces how leftist NGOs will be involved in performing threat assessments on domestic terrorists. Meaning, if you oppose their Marxist ideology, you are a threat to them. This is all part of the leftist playbook. The Weather Underground was planning for this in the 1970s.
They felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
It is now undeniably here. H.R. 127 will require psychological evaluations and a public database for all gun owners. With the entire nation divided into patriots and obedient cowards, they know who you are, and they know they have the support of the brainwashed masses.
All right, folks, that is just part of the report. There's 3 minutes left in it. It is incredibly important. It is at band.video. In game now. This is your mission. Get it, email it, text message it, share it, show it to your work, show it to your church. Emergency, emergency, emergency.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Major Democrat, but also the European leaders as well, the Australian leaders, the Mexican leaders, the Canadian leaders, the South African leaders, they've all been caught not wearing their mask at dinner, at big parties, in public, not social distancing. But then they say, you'll be prosecuted and you will be if they can catch you. But you need to challenge it. It's all unconstitutional. It doesn't matter if state and federal courts have said it's unconstitutional. They just keep writing the tickets. They just keep oppressing the people, even though the mask don't protect you. And Fauci has now come out. I'll play the clip coming up and said, oh, when there's zero cases of coronavirus, you will not have to wear a mask. Folks, it's the common cold. It's a problem you can't fix. It's why it's so genius what they did. So now, one case ever, and 96% of the tests are false positive. And now they admit vaccines don't work, you will take them. Masks don't work, you will wear them. I loved Ellen Schroyer's headline yesterday. Whoever came up with it, either Ellen or the producer Scott did, and it says it all. Rules for clown world. Masks don't work, wear it. Vaccines don't work, take it. And again, we name each live show, the one that's archived, it has that same name. Very powerful broadcast. I watched several hours of it yesterday when it was rebroadcasting. Rules for clown world. You know, Fight Club's got its rules. Same rule. Don't talk about Fight Club. Well, this is rules for clown world. That we're an upside down world. And so now the latest thing, you know, isn't the Democrats caught on hot mic saying we just do this to create fear. We do it for optics. We do it for control, which we've caught them all, a bunch of them on tape saying that. No, now the mayor of Tampa Bay gets up there in a press conference with the police and shakes her finger at everybody. And she says, we're going to prosecute you. We're going to catch you. Meanwhile, she got caught at a football game a few months ago, not wearing the damn mask with hundreds of people around her. Because she's the establishment. She doesn't have to. That's why I love Tom Brady. He's a Trump supporter. He's a patriot. He's criticized the mask. He criticized when they said, remember they said he had COVID? He demanded more tests and he didn't have COVID. And then they were mad he was exercising in a park. What a criminal. You're supposed to be locked up in jail. Tom Brady gets it. That was real leadership, not wearing the damn mask. I do it all the time. Busybodies come over and I explain to them how the cow ate the cabbage. They want me to leave their facility? I do. I've never been thrown out one time. Not one time. You may be fine, but the point is the mask is never coming off, and then it bolsters all the lies about the whole thing. So let's play clip one first. Let's play the Tampa mayor, and then we'll put up some photos of her in public without mask, saying the police are coming to get you. The borders are wide open. The Border Patrol says they've been ordered to stand down. So's the military. 60 days. Just stand down. Just do nothing but stare in the mirror if you're a white person, you're a racist. Literally. The Australian military stood down, too. They're all learning how they're racist. This is Marxist-Leninist social justice stuff. That's what this is. Ruling laptop lovey-dovey liberal class. I didn't know they call them the lovey-dovey lovey-loves, but I was watching a lot of Australian TV lately, and they actually separately call them the same thing I call them. I go, oh, so loving with your laptop and your ruling class, and you don't lose your job, but we all do. Oh, you're so good. You're not like those nasty miners or truck drivers or farmers. Or no, you don't get your hands dirty. I'm watching Australian national TV, and they call them the loveys and all this. They're lovey fest and all their lies. I mean, because people see the same thing no matter where you are in the world. So anyways, here is this degenerate, evil, virtue-signaling mayor who joins Lightfoot and Pelosi and Wolf and all of them. They all, Cuomo, they all do it. Here it is.
Everyone knows that simply wearing a mask dramatically reduces the spread of
No, we don't, you lying sack of garbage.
And I'm proud to say that the majority of individuals that I saw out and about enjoying the festivities associated with the Super Bowl were complying. You know, we had tens of thousands of people all over the city. Downtown, out by the stadium, Ybor City, down here in Channelside, and very, very few incidents. So I'm proud of our community, but those few bad actors will be identified, and the Tampa Police Department will handle it.
Oh, your face scanning? Which
there
you
just
have?
Has to be that level of personal responsibility. You can
We're all dirty.
With a mask,
we're all evil.
Advise them of the science behind it. And
turn it off. Oh, it's always the science. Like 5 million would be dead, 3 million would be dead, 4%, 5% death rate. All of it lies. All of it fraud. All of it garbage. But Democrat governors sending real COVID patients that could actually kill old people into the damn nursing homes to kill them. Oh, there she is at the football party. I mean, she's in hundreds of photos and videos just gallivanting around with all these other slugs. Because the leftists, you know, they don't have to follow the same rules as us. They are special. Just like Governor Newsom. So let's go to another crazy woman. Go see the still shots of her on InfoWars.com. This is CNN Mask Karen. Freaks out. Looks like she's on, you know, 15 Adderalls. Calls police on Super Bowl revelers because they're not buying the frickin' hoax. I'm seriously considering moving to Florida. It's got a lot of problems, but they got guts and common sense, and that's enough. I'm serious. I go to Destin a couple times a year. It's like more listeners than anywhere I've seen. I can't walk in a parking lot, in a store. Everybody, half the people are awake. The other half, though, get in your face, say, wear a mask, it's all burning hell. But it is just crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I can't live in Austin anymore. It is like the worst of L.A. It's right outside town. It's great. But I am imprisoned here. Oh, you know, my frickin' family founded this damn state. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here is the CNN mask Nazi.
Here we are at the poorhouse in Tampa. Behind me, you can see there's a pretty healthy crowd.
Look at that
here.
Chicken neck goon.
We are outside, and they are doing their best to safely social distance, but there are a lot of people here. Some of them are just hanging out at tables. They're not all from the same party, obviously, or the same family, which is what officials recommend, but they are outside. But let me show you this video from last night. Just take a look at this. This is a huge amount of people, hundreds of people in the street. And you can see most of them are not even wearing masks. We're also told that they were on the dance floors in a lot of these clubs. And the dance floors right now during the pandemic are supposed to actually be closed. I gave a call to Tampa Police to ask them what's going on with all these people that are out and about and not wearing masks, because there is a mask mandate in the city of Tampa while this pandemic is underway and during this time.
This pandemic is underway that never ends. Well, there's not one case and the UN runs everything.
Bar or restaurant or anywhere in one of these events.
And she goes on to say she's calling the police on them. Get them, all of them.
Just not paying much attention to that.
Just don't get the mayor. She's allowed to not wear it. Or Lightfoot. She's like, I got to get my hair done. I look like Admiral Akbar. I got to have a little, you know, chia pet thing growing on top of my ugly head. Got eyeballs the side, each side of her head. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I agree with Governor Lightfoot. You should wear a mask, lady, because you're ugly. But seriously. Seriously, you know that type of woman, if she's got kids, she's the type of woman that tells her kids they're all sick, keeps them scared. You know, mama's going to put all her fears into you, like Pink Floyd says. These are monster, chicken neck, control freak, authoritarian women that serve big mega banker men who oppress and scare the hell out of you and keep you like scared kindergarten children. It's like those nuns, you know, in Germany shipping the kids off to be gang raped. All a bunch of sick freaks trying to rule over us. Burn in hell, CNN. Burn in hell.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's Winter Sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter Sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Nuclear war. They're saying that's at the highest threat level ever. I tend to agree with them. God could decide to go ahead and blow the planet up, or one of God's servants. But we really are in the grip of an extremely authoritarian, out-of-control globalist group. And I really just want to say this up front. In a way, that's positive, because all the sneaking around's over now. They're just out in the open with their lies, out in the open with their control, out in their open wanting to depopulate this planet. And they're totally ruthless, and they're distracting us with all this racism talk, whether you are in Europe or Australia or New Zealand or the U.S. or Canada or Iceland. It doesn't matter, because the banks are robbing your future. They're robbing the value of your currencies. They are vertically integrating economies where there's no basic real economy for the little guy. This is a takeover, just like has been done in the third world, where they keep the third world from ever actually developing and only allow islands of development that exploit the populations. I mean, when I watch AOC say cauliflower is racist because it's white, by the way, it's from Africa. When I watch them do that, they're told to do that to where people are just paralyzed with seeing racism everywhere. When the globalists are taking our rights, spying on us, destroying our children's attention spans with the phones and the laptops and the iPads, and just rendering down the population and putting the population into a trance to build a post-human world. I mean, this is so big, so diabolical, and it's from them. And I'll say this again. I haven't really told this story but a couple times in the last 20 years. I told it a few weeks ago, not the whole story, but John Ronson put out Secret Rulers of the World. It was a very popular show that aired in England and then in the U.S. and then all over the world. And in it, he interviews Harry Shearer, that's at Spinal Tap, great actor, love him, and Best in Show. I mean, I love those movies they make. And also one of the voices, the main voice of The Simpsons. And he said, no, I mean, you listen to Alex Jones on shortwave radio, and this guy's one of the greatest writers ever. And, you know, you're hearing this guy, and it's just, you're sitting with your kids in a cabin and when you're on vacation, and it's just, it's totally frightening. And you know, how does he come up with all this stuff? I didn't come up with any of it. And look, I've got hundreds of interesting articles, dozens of incredible video clips, the trial of Trump coming up next hour, special guests coming on, you know, the guy that owns the grocery store that said no to the mask and all the rest of it. But why do I repeat that? Because, folks, this is not my opinion. How did I know they'd end up taking Trump off the internet? How did I know they'd engage AI to censor hundreds of millions of Americans? How did I know what was happening next? Because I know the enemy. It's all I do is study what is really going on. My earpiece popped off. All I do is study what's really going on. Not the different fantasy systems that are put up. Because the globalists have their central groups and their central documents and their central admissions. And a lot of it's been declassified and a lot of it's been leaked and a lot of it's public. And so you know their operation there. And they've got different strata of high-level globalists know the secret endgame, total exterminism, post-human, working with the off-world Satan. That's what it is. You're in a science fiction book, folks. You're in a movie. And then you've got those beneath it believe they're actually saving the Earth, but want to be God and are mad scientists that want to control everything. And then you've got those beneath it that just think they're saving the planet and that they're all kumbaya-loving liberals and they've got to be authoritarian to crush other authoritarians or there'll be a giant war. And so they've got to be more evil than evil to be guardians of good. That's the bureaucratic level. I mean, they all know vaccines give boys autism. Well, boys are dangerous and start wars. We got to soft kill them. They all know that the vaccine's going to sterilize women or reduce fertility. That's what these Rumpelstiltskin type characters like Fauci do. They're the ruling class. They're the masters. And they write books like Eco-Science that Jay Dyer was covering in studio yesterday, showing you. In 1974, the year I was born, 47 years ago, they published a book with the Rockefeller Foundation, 1,100 pages long, about their plan for total control over you and your family. And so when you figure out these are bad actors and you figure out that they're malevolent and you figure out that they are archetypally bad news and you study history, you know that it is repeating again. So I can sit here and cover all this news and all the symptoms of the disease, all the symptoms of the root, but it's the roots that matter. But then there's also the suspension of common sense. All the globalists, all the Democrats say you can't have a car or air conditioning. Obama told Africans that and Latin Americans that. And then he lives in giant mansions by the sea. And Al Gore tells you by 2017, L.A. will be underwater and New York will be. And then he buys a giant mansion on the sea and it doesn't flood because he knows it's a lie. They tell you wear masks. They don't wear masks. They tell you don't have a bunch of kids. They have a bunch of kids. They tell you don't fly on airplanes. They own a bunch of private airplanes. But John Kerry got questioned about that in Reykjavik, and he said, well, I'm different. I'm a ruler. You're not. And they set up things where they're the saviors of racism and of global warming and then of climate change and then, to stop world war. But they're the ones actually fanning the flames. The president goes on trial today. They begin debating in just 30 minutes or so. Whether it's constitutional, it's on its face. You can read the Constitution. It's not constitutional. There's a sitting president only. Supreme Court told them that. They don't care. There's not much point even watching that ridiculous debate, is there? How many angels can dance with the head of a pin? But what we do know is that the very people running this entire system just want to discredit the nation state and cultures and peoples that might be enough alike that they could organize together in their common defense against this scientific takeover that's taking place, because there's all these incredibly advanced technologies right now, and the system doesn't want the general public to have access to it. They want to test it all on us, but they don't want us to have access to it. And the plan is to poison the environment while they claim they're the guardians of it and make things so unlivable that you can't even have children naturally, and then they've won. Everything then is a corporate creation and controlled, even for the, quote, elite families. And that's how the absorption in slow motion into this alien system happens. If it attacked with a frontal assault, we would beat it. No matter how high-tech it was, there's enough of us, we'd dig in and defeat it. Under pressure, we overcome, if we know it's a threat and have leaders. But instead, we evolve to submit. And we evolve to our own destruction. We devolve. And that's really a mutagenic effect of what we witness. So I'm going to go to break. And I'm going to come back with the big COVID news, because Tucker Carlson's finally hitting on this, and I'm glad he is. The borders are wide open. They've ordered the Border Patrol to stand down. The head of the Border Patrol says that. The evidence is there. They admit they're not testing them for COVID or TB or anything else, and they're just being let in. And then the sanctuary cities are letting them be above the law because they're clients of the state and they can be given driver's license to vote and be exploited and used to lower the wages. So the globalists are creating these criminal underground economies. And then they sit there and tell you, though, if you don't wear a mask, you're going to jail. Again, it's the next level of the hypocrisy. It's the next level of the fraud. It's the next level of getting you used to rubbing it in that they're in jet airplanes and live in castles and get live extension technology and can do whatever they want. They don't wear masks, but you do. And then you comply because you're a good person, but you're not really a good person. You're a sheep, and a nation of sheep will be ruled and eaten by wolves. So stop acting like that.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Nice if we just defeated the globalists, the big mega bankers that fund a communist system at the grassroots to control us like flypaper. But on top is a corporate fascist crony system. It'd be blue skies, but it's not. But really, it is evil in high places orchestrating these systems of control. And if we could simply remove those evil people in high places, it would be very easy to turn civilization and society around. So Fauci, who I call Rumpelstiltskin, evil little dwarf, wants us to prick our finger on the poison spinning wheel. He literally looks like Rumpelstiltskin. That's why I make that joke. Just type in Fauci, Rumpelstiltskin. It should be a great new meme. He goes on TV and just says, hey, we stop wearing the mask when they're basically zero threat. Zero. It's not a threat at all. Well, I mean, if one death's too much and 96% of the tests say false positive, it's a coronavirus, the most common virus, the common cold don't go away. So he says, you're non-essential. Your jobs never come back. You never take your mask off. You just take all these vaccines that don't even protect you. And that's the even bigger story. South Africa has suspended the vaccine, saying it's not even 10% effective and it's killing a bunch of people. Wow. Barely made the news. Australia suspended the shot over a month ago because it was making people sick, causing deaths, and showing false positive HIV. Merck, 3 weeks ago, pulled out of the vaccines and said, we've developed two of them. They don't work. People who just get the virus and get over it, it's a common cold. Wow. If you try to publish that on Facebook, Facebook put out new guidelines saying only the UN can speak. I've got the article right here. There are no treatments. There is nothing will help you. And vaccines won't help you either. But no one's allowed to criticize the vaccines and say they're not effective. I've got the quotes right here in my stack. So this vaccine is a disaster. It only makes people sick. All the science shows it's going to make you have an autoimmune response to regular cold viruses later that causes a cytokine storm, which is really going to be the biggest scandal ever. How are they going to get away with that? Why did they do that? Because they got to start killing us sometime. They get down to that 90% reduction that Bill Gates talks about in speeches. He says he wants to kill you. He says he wants to sterilize you. He says he wants to get rid of old people. It's all on video. I was on Joe Rogan's show, and I quoted him saying 700,000 people are going to get sick, and that 80% of people that take the Pfizer vaccine get very ill. 20% go to the hospital. And the national news said Joe Rogan's a liar, Alex Jones is a liar, and they said that I attacked Sandy Hook kids on the show. Didn't even talk about that. It's always the same lie. And Joe put it out on his Instagram, 4.5 million views. And they just didn't know what to do. Of Bill Gates saying it. So again, they want to just gaslight us, have fine print that it hurts us, and then we go, hey, they're pulling the vaccine everywhere, it doesn't work. They flip out. So it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. These people are nuts, and they're attacking us. So here is Rumpelstiltskin telling you that the mask is never coming off, because there's always going to be a coronavirus. Here it is.
It's that time. If you had to guess, going to a sports game, going to a theater, going to a concert without a mask.
You know, Brent, that will really be dependent upon how we get the level of virus in the community down.
Hit pause again. Back it up. I want to play from the start. You don't miss the first few seconds. Listen to this. It depends on how you submit. If you just wore the mask all the time, if you just took all the shots, then we'll let you out of your cage. Oh, sorry, you didn't do a good job. Only China can reopen. This is total war. Damn you to hell, Rumpelstiltskin. And the collapse of the first world is going to kill the third world. Let's continue.
Asks, when is that time? If you had to guess, going to a sports game, going to a theater, going to a concert without a mask.
You know, Brent, that will really be dependent upon how we get the level of virus in the community down. If we can get, and I have used this as an estimate, it's not definitive, that if we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have uniform wearing of masks. But we're certainly not near there yet. When do I think that would occur? You know, it's very difficult to predict, Brett, but if everything falls into the right place and we get this under control, it is conceivable that you might be able to pull back a bit on some of the public health measures as we get into the late fall of this year. But there's no guarantee of that, because if we don't get the overwhelming, there's still going to be a considerable amount of virus in the community. And as long as that's the case, Brett, people are going to have to wear masks.
So there it is. We're in control. You're bad. You're dirty. It's all a giant fraud. They lied about everything. He ran the Wuhan lab. He launched the attack. He did it all. But it never ends. So here is Tucker Carlson pointing out that not only do these people not wear masks, not only do they go to their own big parties, not only are they on private jets, not only do they not follow their own rules, now they've announced, the Border Patrol's announced that they're just not even testing people and just releasing them, which they've got real things like drug-resistant TB, you name it. So this is a huge issue, and it just shows the total hypocrisy and the fraud. Here it is.
Maybe there's one standard for you, a member of the despised and much-bullied plebe class, and another very different standard for politically favored groups who can do whatever they want. Now, you'd hate to think that could be true in a country like this, a country with such a long and noble history of egalitarianism and equality under the law. Unfortunately, there has been growing evidence of that double standard. Now, there's hard proof. Tonight, we've learned the Joe Biden administration is releasing thousands of foreign nationals living here illegally into American neighborhoods without bothering to test them for the coronavirus. People from countries with high infection rates, living in crowded conditions, sent forth into the American population like COVID isn't real. That's happening. It is the official policy of the U.S. government. On Friday, the White House was asked about this policy, and here was the response.
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection is saying that they're having to catch and release some migrants without giving them any kind of COVID test before they're entering the community. So what is being done? What could be done?
Are you suggesting they're letting people in across the border without testing them? Or just tell me a little bit more.
They're being released. They're having to, because of the executive order that the president signed earlier this week.
Which one?
Yeah, which one? COVID-infected illegal aliens released into the United States? Whatever. It's not like there's a pandemic. The press secretary didn't care enough to answer the question. No big deal. Can I remind you that our Treasury Secretary is a woman? Shut up. You've been empowered. But people who know the details of what is going on right now feel very differently, and they are worried. Brandon Judd runs the Border Patrol Union. We do not test the illegal aliens we release, Judd told the show. Quote, so we're releasing people without knowing, which obviously puts the public at risk. Well, yes, it obviously does. Leon Wilmot is the sheriff of Yuma.
I'm going to play more of this coming up in the next hour. It's a very powerful piece that Carlson did. But here's the issue. If we play their game that COVID is really real and not just a regular cold that they patented and own so they control it, then we're never going to stop this, okay? And I know what Tucker's game is. He's showing they're hypocrites, and that's important, and showing it's a fraud. So I agree with what he's doing overall, but he should then circle back around. Next time I talk to him, I'll tell him this, and just point out the real statistics of this, and that it's just a selective power grab they turn on and turn off whenever they want. Because the bigger issue is over 1 million people died the last couple of years of TB in this country. The last number I saw was, I think, in the last 3 years, it's like 1.2 million. That's way above COVID. Those are real numbers, and they let the illegals come in, don't even treat them for TB, and then put them with your kids. So it's bad for them and bad for us. It's evil. And it's a sabotaging of our country, and it's done by design. You know what I do to protect myself and my family? I take the highest quality vitamin D3 out there. Winter Sun, available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. We got a limited supply in because of the supply chains breaking down. It'll be sold out in a week at current sales rates, but I'm keeping it discounted despite that at InfoWarsStore.com. It's for adults. It's for children. It's good for everybody. It's pure, high-quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K, which is also vital for your immune system at InfoWarsStore.com. 97% review rates, 4.9 stars. You can get it for 40% off when you get it with Ultra 12, also taken sublingually under the tongue. And we have the highest quality vitamin B12, also great for your immune system and your whole body. It's just as important, by the way, as D3. It's 50% off by itself, 40% off when you get the two together. InfoWarsStore.com. We got plenty of Ultra 12 in, so it's 50% off. We don't have a lot of the sun in, so it's 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Synthetic D3 does nothing. You need the real thing. We have it. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your DNA Force Plus while you're at it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.